Over the last 20 years, herring research in Prince William Sound has been ongoing and extensive. Hi, this is Alan Marquette for Field Notes, produced by the Prince William Sound Science Center and KCHU Terminal Radio. Recently, researchers from the Prince William Sound Science Center have been looking at predation on herring by seabirds and other fish, specifically herring under 1 year of age. Another study is looking at some of the physical characteristics in Prince William Sound and plankton, which are the base of the marine food web. Dr. Rob Campbell, a biological oceanographer with the Prince William Sound Science Center, is studying phytoplankton, a diverse group of microscopic organisms that inhabit the upper layers of the ocean and produce their own food through photosynthesis. These tiny organisms are food for other microscopic organisms called zooplankton, which are the main prey for small fish, including herring. Besides the plankton, Dr. Campbell is also looking at other important environmental variables such as water temperature, salinity, water clarity, and nutrient concentrations in the Prince William Sound region. Since November of 2009, Dr. Campbell has completed 18 research cruises at intervals of 1 to 2 months. The areas being sampled include several locations studied in the 1990s by the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council's Sound Ecosystem Assessment Project. The areas that were sampled included Simpson, Zykoff, Whale, and Eaglick Bays, along with stations in Hinchinbrook Entrance, Montague Strait, and Central Prince William Sound. Sampling the same areas in Prince William Sound on a regular basis helps detect any changes or irregularities in the physical or biological components of the region. When asked what do you hope to learn from the cruises and data collected, Dr. Campbell stated, "We are comparing our data with previously collected data to see how Prince William Sound changes and to figure out how the annual cycles work. The surveys are also allowing us to specifically describe the annual cycles of plankton, which are prey for herring." Dr. Campbell also indicated that some of the physical data collected back in the mid-1970s will also help round out the bigger picture of how the sound is faring. One indication from this and previous research in Prince William Sound seems to suggest that central Prince William Sound is warming. Since 1976, the average temperature in this part of the sound has gone up about 0.75 degrees, with peak water temperatures occurring about 15 days later than in the mid-1970s. With warming waters, there is more fresh water entering Prince William Sound as glaciers and ice melt at faster rates. This research adds to the continuing knowledge of climate change and the bigger picture of global warming. For Field Notes, this is Alan Marquette.